We came at Christmas time, so we didn't know it at that time, all that, but we did know it before the year was over, how pretty it would be. And those were WPA days, and the days when you asked the government for money to do things, and it was to give people a job. Mm-hmm. And Mr. wanted the high school boys that needed employment. They were 16, 17, 18. They needed a job. They needed something to do. And we thought, well, we'll get them and we'll plant some of these mimosa trees on this main street right in front of the schoolhouse. So it became a project sponsored by the government, WPA money. And so the boys got out and they dug the holes and they dug up the trees and they came and put them all in, and the street was beautifully done.
Wow.
And it was so pretty. And so then it became necessary, at least we thought so, and we got the city to name the street Mimosa Boulevard.
Well, I had never heard the story of that.
That's a great story.
And that's how it got its name. And immediately, every mimosa tree anywhere in the whole Alpharetta Roswell area died.
Oh.
Some kind of a plague hit it. Yeah, some kind of bug got it and just killed them all. Killed the whole thing, but we still kept the name Mimosa Boulevard.
Well, but the trees had gotten up pretty big and they were pretty. I remember.
Oh, yeah, they were living. They were living trees.
But they were up good size. But, I mean, they didn't die the next year.
No. They just died within a few years.
Yeah.
But all the people in Roswell were dumbfounded at naming the street, at putting the things out there. They didn't like the mimosa trees anyhow. They're a messy tree. They're dropping something all the time. And we just thought they were the prettiest things we ever laid our eyes on. And so we wanted them. But then everybody else was kind of glad when they died. But Lula was our main speaker for what went on in town that we thought about. But it was because, you know, the Presbyterian people are the people who settled the city of Roswell long, long, long years before and all like that. So Lula spoke up about a lot of things in town. She was one of the Presbyterians. And she had a lot to say.
She was the daughter of one of the original families, too.
So anyhow, she was an important person, and she always had many little quippy things to say about things, and she was always giving us some kind of information about what was going on. And
did the have a drug store? Are they the ones that had a drug store?
Yeah, Mr.
John.
Well, she sounds like quite a character.
She was a wonderful lady in many ways, but she talked a whole lot. And Mr. John would say, you know, he said he was glad he was deaf. He did. He had a hearing aid, all right. But he said, I wear my hearing aid at work, but when I come home, I take it out. I don't have to listen to Lula.
Oh, wow, that's a great story.
Are you asking about where we live? It was on mm-hmm. I was telling you it was gravel. But there's one thing. Even though we had electricity and water, every time it got cold, the pipes all froze.
Oh.
And so there was two families across the street from us that still had a well. They had not tied on to the water situation. And so we had to go get water from them